This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets of Myanmar cities on Saturday to denounce this week's coup and demand the release of the elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi, despite a blockade on the internet by the junta. And an upwelling of anger in the country's largest city, thousands of protesters marched through the streets carrying banners reading people's protest against military coup. Many in the crowds wore red, the color of Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy, which won the November 8th elections in a landslide, a result the generals have refused to recognize, claiming fraud. Some poorer countries are getting tired of waiting to get vaccines through a United Nations program, so they're striking out on their own. Countries including Honduras, Serbia, and Mexico have cut their own private deals. Experts are increasingly concerned that these go-it-alone efforts could undermine a United Nations-backed program to get COVID-19 shots to the neediest people worldwide. And past disease outbreaks, less wealthy countries generally waited for vaccines to be delivered by the UN and others. Many are now taking matters in their own hands. Those deals could leave fewer vaccines for the program known as COVAX. With U.S. President Joe Biden vowing to get younger students back to the classroom by spring, some experts want the U.S. to refocus its COVID-19 testing system less on medical precision than on mass screening that they believe can save hundreds of thousands of lives. As vaccinations slowly ramp up, they say turning to millions more rapid tests that are cheaper and faster but technically less accurate than the predominant genetic test may improve the chances of identifying sick people during the early days of infection. This is VOA News. A year after his death from COVID-19, residents in the Chinese city Wuhan say that they remain grateful to the whistleblower doctor who first sounded the alarm about the outbreak before it received official recognition. Li Wen Young, an ophthalmologist at a hospital in the city, became one of the most visible figures in the early days of the outbreak in Wuhan when he tried to sound the alarm about its appearance, but was reprimanded by police for spreading rumors. The 34-year-old's death from the virus on February 7th of last year led to an outpouring of public mourning and rare expressions of anger online. But when President Xi Jinping honored the heroes of the People's War against COVID in September, there was no mention of Li's contribution. Health officials are now on edge as the coronavirus clashes with a Sunday sports event that typically brings millions of people together in the United States. That is the NFL Super Bowl. The experts fear that the game could see or seed new COVID-19 cases if fans attend parties to watch Tampa Bay play Kansas City. The new coronavirus strain that spread quickly in the United Kingdom was confirmed in Kansas after turning up in several other states as well. States, meanwhile, are in a race to vaccinate. The game will be played in front of about 22,000 masked fans in Tampa. Many of them are vaccinated health workers. Protests erupted in a popular lakeside resort in southern Chile after a policeman shot and killed a street performer in the normally sleepy village, prompting the government of President Sebastián Piñera to call an emergency meeting Saturday. Arsonists attacked several public buildings late Friday, including the municipal headquarters, which was still smoldering early Saturday. Protesters also set burning barricades and threw rocks at the police station, according to official and local media reports. Recapping one of our top stories, Myanmar and tens of thousands of people took to the streets there Saturday denouncing the week's coup and demand the release of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. This is despite a blockade on the internet by the junta in an upwelling of anger in the country's largest city. Thousands of protesters marched through the streets carrying banners. Many in the crowds wore red, symbolic of Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy, which won the November 8th elections in a landslide but has been contested by the military. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.